I'd like to do a poem called Billy Green is Dead. And what it does is point out that our concern is still rather shallow. Our community mindedness, our community orientation toward each other is still not what it should be. This is called Billy Green is Dead. The economy's in an uproar. The whole damn country's in the red. Taxi fares are going up. You say Billy Green is dead. The government can't decide on busing, or at least that's what they said. Yeah, I heard you when you told me. You said Billy Green was dead. But let me tell you about these hot pants that this big leg sister wore when I partied with the alphas. What? Billy took an overdose. Well, now, junkies will be junkies. But did you see Gunsmoke last night? Man, they had themselves a shootout and folks was dying left and right. At the end, when Matt was cornered, I had damn near give up hope. Why you keep on interrupting me? You say my son is taking dope. Call a law and call a doctor. What you mean I shouldn't scream? My only son is taking dope. Should I sit here like I'm pleased? Is that familiar, anybody? Check out what's inside your head, because it never seems to matter when it's Billy Green who's dead. That's Billy Green is dead. We got a couple of things, you know, like on drugs. I used to have a poem called Why You Keep Pip Pip with That Dope, you know. we had to ice that one because of like a bunch of people complaints about the language we be using. I'd like to do a thing on sex education, ghetto style. If I can have something moderate 4-4, I'll be into something. Because we were wondering just how Freud's analysis of, or psychoanalysis of dreams and sex would come into play if it had been around about 30 years ago when the brothers was doing what they was doing in the streets.